Lesson 2. How to collect information using public sources. One way to collect information on human rights violations is to use public sources such as documents, videos, and images, to name a few. As you probably know, you can collect information from different types of public sources. 5 examples of public sources and questions to ask in relation to each source include 1. Direct observation. Did you see or hear something with your own eyes? If so, you have direct information about that incident. 2. Secondhand sources. Are you interviewing eyewitnesses or investigating photographic or video evidence of an incident? If so, you are collecting information from secondhand sources. Media sources. Are you collecting information from media sources such as newspapers, magazines, online news services, television, or radio stations? Social media sources. Are you sourcing Twitter, Facebook, or Bulletin for reports of rights violations? In the digital age, many violations are reported through news outlets, blogs, or social media sites. Public data. Do you have access to government reports, court documents, transcripts of hearings, international agreements or conventions, or other official documents available to the public? Academic resources. Are you reading academic papers or reports written by human rights groups? What are your goals for collecting information? When gathering information from sources, the first thing to ask is, why am I doing this? Do you want to report this information to an international human rights body? Is your intention to publish a story in the local press? Do you want to send a letter to the government about the event or incident? Are you going to use this information to lobby on a matter of public policy? While these are only a few examples, as you can see, there are many reasons you may have for collecting information on human rights violations. Outline and use a methodology. To ensure that people take your collection efforts seriously, you will need to outline a sound methodology for how you are going to gather your quantitative or qualitative data. If you produce a report based on your data, make sure to state your methodology clearly at the beginning of the document. How you collect information will depend on what type of information you are collecting and your access to relevant sources. To develop a methodology for your project, ask yourself the following 6 questions. Have I collected information about this before? What is the safest way to gather this information? Have similar things happened in the past that could give me context? What sources do I have access to? How many people do I need to collect it, or can I collect it on my own? How much time do I need or have to collect the information? Once you have a sense of your sources, and the appropriate background information needed, here are 4 specific steps you can take to carry out your collection efforts. 1. Conduct background research. If you're collecting information about an incident or type of incident that occurred previously, reading background material can provide you with context. 2. Observe, listen, read, and record. Whether you're observing an event with your own eyes, listening to a witness recount of a story, or gathering information from written documents and social media sources, how you record the information you receive will make the difference between a fair, unbiased collection effort and one that lacks credibility. 3. Check the facts. Once you have collected information from a source and thanked them for their contribution, it is time to check the facts. Regardless of your confidence in the accuracy or truthfulness of your source, confirming each source's story is an important step in collecting information. Here are a few simple ways to check a source's story. First, look through your notes of your interview with the source and mark a symbol all of the statements that need confirmation. Statements that have been confirmed by at least 3 credible sources or are generally accepted as fact do not need to be checked further. Second, for each item you mark, confirm that it is possible this event occurred. using your knowledge of the political and social environment in this country, region, and city, is it possible or likely that the recent event or new report is true? Third, find two additional independent sources who can verify each statement. These sources can include credible media sources who reported on the event, witnesses and human rights reports, among other public and private sources. The two sources should have obtained the information independently, meaning not from the same source. 4. Watch for hoaxes. If you are collecting information on the internet and you have questions about its credibility, a good